Teaches that a person may go out with his tefillin on Erev Shabbos before nightfall. We're not afraid that he's going to wear it after nightfall, which is on Shabbos, because since Rabbi Bar Avuna says that Chayiv Adam Lamashmish Batfillin Kol Shavosho, you have to keep touching your tefillin, so we're not afraid that he's going to forget about it and go out with it on Shabbos. Bryce says, Hananya says a person has to check his pockets before Shabbos to make sure he's not carrying anything. And Bryce said, this is a Hilchas Arabasi, a very important halacha to help avoid being over Shabbos. Mishnah said, Lo Yifale Es Kelov. Mara asks, is there an Isser to delouse something on Shabbos because it's an Isser to kill the lice, which would be the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, or does the Mishnah mean that it's Usser to do so by oil lamp because you're afraid that you're going to move the oil towards the wick, in which case you'd be over in that way on Shabbos, but ridding of lice and maybe killing lice during the daytime, maybe would be Mutter. The Gemara Maskana says, is a Brice that clearly says the Isser is only to do so by the light of a candle, by an oil lamp, because that's Xeret to prevent the tilting of the oil towards the wick. But during the day, it would be Mutter. Bryce says we don't delouse garments in the Rishus HaRabim, it's respect for the people who are there who become disgusted by it. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda, or in the name of Rabbi Nechemiah, or some say Rabbi Nechemiah said, you also don't make yourself vomit in Rishus HaRabim for the same reason. Bryce says that on Shabbos, if you're delousing clothing, you can roll the lice in your fingers to immobilize them, but you shouldn't kill them, which would be a drabbanon. So therefore, you roll them just to immobilize them. Abba Shol says that you can just take them and throw them away, but you can't roll them in your fingers because you may come to kill them, and he holds that it's actually a deraisa to kill them. Rav Huna says you're allowed to roll them in your fingers on Shabbos. That's actually the best way to delouse, even during the week. That's the most respectable way. Rav and Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman would actually kill the lice directly on Shabbos, and Rav would kill them indirectly by throwing them into a bucket of water. Bryce says, or Shimon Elazar said, Beshamay say it's usher on Shabbos to kill lice, even to arrange shaduchim, to arrange for a child to learn in yeshiva, or even to learn a trade. Nicham Avelim is usher on Shabbos, and visiting the sick is usher on Shabbos, because it makes the person somewhat depressed. Beis Hillel allow all these things. Bryce says, someone's going to be mevaka choyla on Shabbos, you should say, Shabbos himelizak refura koiv alovay. Or Meir says, you say that, he shetirach, meaning that Shabbos itself should bring rachmanos for the choyla. Yehuda says, you say, hamokai mirachim olecho vial choyla Yisrael. Put them with the other choylam of Klai Yisrael. Yehuda says, you say, hamokai mirachim olecho betoich choyla Yisrael. When Shevno of Yerushalayim, when he would go visit a sick person, he would go in and say shalom on the way out. He would say, Shabbos himelizak refura koiv alovay, and a little bit more of a tefillah. Chanina says it was with difficulty that the Rabbanan actually allowed someone to go be Menachem Oval or to go be Mevaka Choyla on Shabbos because it causes someone to become sad. Rabbi Rachana said that when he saw that when a Rabbi Lozer would be Mevaka Choyla, sometimes he would say a Tfil in Lashon Kodesh, sometimes he would say the same Tfil, but he would say it in Aramaic. Although we've learned that someone should not say his Tfilas in Aramish because Malachim don't understand Aramish, so they can't help bring his Tfilas up. When davening by a choyla, it's different because the shechina itself is by the choyla. And therefore, you don't need the malachim to bring your tefillahs to the shechina. Which is also why when someone visits a sick person, he should always act with humility and awe, and he shouldn't sit higher than the head of the sick person because the shechina rests over there by the head of the sick person. Mishnah said, V'lo yikra l'or haner. Rabbi said, this is true, even if the lamp is well out of reach, still it's also to read by the light of the lamp. The Mishnah is mashmah that one person reading by himself is not allowed to read by candlelight, by the light of the oil lamp, but if there were two people sitting together, then they could, because one would stop the other from touching the lamp. Aya Brisa says that even if two people together can't learn together from the lamp, with the light of the lamp. Well, Loza said that if they're learning together the same inyan, so then they can learn together by the light of the lamp, because they're learning together. So if one tries to touch the lamp, the other will notice and stop him. Where it says that even two people can't read by the light of the lamp was when they're not learning the same thing together, so one won't notice what the other one is doing. Rav Huna said that if they're by a bonfire, even 10 people would be also to use that light for reading on Shabbos, because everyone's far from each other and can't see what the other one's doing. Rava said that an Adam Choshev could read by the light of the lamp on Shabbos because even during the week he won't touch the lamp to tilt it. So therefore, it's not a problem on Shabbos. And although we find in a Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, almost tilted a lamp on Shabbos. Some say he actually did tilt the lamp on Shabbos, but you see that he did. So why is an Adam Choshev allowed to? That's because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he treated himself like a regular person when it came to learning Torah, and therefore he wouldn't stop before tilting a lamp when it came to Torah. That's the teretz of Rabbi Abba. One Brisa says that a servant is allowed to use the light of a lamp to see, to make sure the cups or the plates are clean. Another Brisa says that he can't. Or says if it's a permanent servant, that he's not allowed to because he's more scared to give a dirty plate, and therefore he may tilt the lamp to make sure it's really clean. But the Brisa that says that he may do so is because he's talking about he's a temporary servant for this master, and therefore he's not that afraid to give a dirty plate, and therefore he's not going to tilt the lamp to make sure it's especially clean. Or we can say both are talking about a permanent servant, and the one that allows him to use the light is we're talking about a naphth lamp, which has a very bad odor, so therefore the servant wouldn't get anywhere near it to tilt it. Mishnah said, Be'emes omru hachazen v'chulu. Mishnah first says that he's allowed to look at where the children are reading, and then it says he's not allowed to read. Zlacharya, but when he's looking at where the children are up to, he's reading. So what does the Mishnah mean? It means he's allowed to look into it just to see the beginning of the parshiyas that are going to be read the next day in the shul, or the beginning of the parshiyas that the children are reading, but he's not allowed to really read the full parshiyas there. I would find the Brisa where Shimon Gamliel says that the children are allowed to read, even fully read by the lamp, by the light of the lamp. Either we can say they're also only referring to the beginning of the parashas, or you can say that the children have the fear of their Rebbe, and therefore they wouldn't dare stick out their hand to touch the lamp without permission, even during the week. So there's no reason to be geyser on Shabbos.